sound, and picture, there is a natural advantage to using as few bits as possible. However, the number of bits you devote per second or per square inch relates directly to the fidelity of the music or image. Typically, one has an interest in digitizing at a very high resolution and then using a less resolved version. The economy of bits is driven in part by the constraints of the medium on which it is stored or through which it is delivered. The number of bits that can be transmitted per second through a given channel, like copper wire, radio spectrum, or optical fiber, is the bandwidth of that channel. It is a measure of how many bits can get down a given pipe. That number, or capacity, needs to be matched carefully with the number of bits needed to render a given type of data. Over the past 15 years, we have learned how to compress the raw, digital form of sound and picture by looking at the bits and removing the redundancies and repetitions. In fact, one of the reasons that all media have become digital so quickly is that we achieved very high levels of compression much sooner than predicted. Being digital allows you to deliver a signal with information added to correct errors such as static. On your audio CD, 1/3 of the bits are used for error correction. Similar techniques can be applied to television so that each home receives studio-quality broadcast. Error correction and data compression